Tomorrow is May 29th, or 529, and a number of states have turned it into a day to draw attention to 529 education savings plans. The plans allow you to put your money away for college and save on taxes. And the new tax law Republicans passed allows the money to go toward not just college, but also K-12 education at religious, private, and charter schools. Jill Schlesinger is a business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. She's now a Gracie Award winner. Hi, Jill. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, okay, let's talk about these plans. How do they work and what are the benefits?
Well, it's kind of a cool thing because a 529 plan is a tax-advantaged savings plan. And it was originally constructed to encourage families to save for future college costs. They're sponsored by the states and they're authorized by the Internal Revenue Code. And the cool part about it is that you put the money in, there's no tax benefit to put it in, but as it grows, there's no tax due. And as long as you pull it out for what's called qualified educational expenses, there's no tax on the accumulation. It's amazing, actually. I sort of like to think of it as almost like a Roth IRA for education.
But since they're administered by the state, do the benefits vary based on which state you live in?
Yes, and that confounds so many people because they say, well, you know, I live in New York, but can I use the Rhode Island plan? You can use most of these plans, but some states offer very specific benefits for residents of that state. So, for example, using New York, that plan is a plan that offers a state income tax deduction if you use the plan. So it really behooves someone who lives in a state where there's an extra little bonus of a state tax deal to use the state's plan.
So if you put money away in a 529 plan, is that going to reduce the amount of money that you could get later for financial aid for college?
It is a great question. So yes, it will. When you have money that's in there, you're going to reduce your aid amount, but it is usually at a fairly low rate. So if it's held by a parent on behalf of a kid, you're usually seeing a reduction of 5.64% of the asset's value. So if you saved about $10,000 in a 529 plan for your kid, her aid would be reduced by roughly, say, $550 or so.
Jill, we mentioned the Republican tax law changed these plans to include K-12 education at religious, private, and charter schools. Some have called this a giveaway for wealthy Americans. Tell us more about that.
Well, you know, as I said in the beginning, these plans were constructed specifically around college.
Right.
And the way that they started was that there were some states who were trying to figure out a way to prepay college. And there was then an expansion of these plans. And then with the new tax bill that went into effect for 2018, you can now withdraw funds, as you said, to pay for K-12 education. The reason it's called a gift to the wealthier Americans is that it's considered sort of this sort of elitist thing. You're sending your kids to a private school or a charter school or a religious school. If you're saving money for that, boy, you must have a lot of money. It's not necessarily the case. There's plenty of people who are doing this, but the benefits of a 529 plan have always skewed to the wealthier Americans out there who are using them because, frankly, so many people can't even save money for their retirement, let alone their kids' education.
And are all states signing on to these changes to allow the plan to be used for schools other than college?
Yeah, this is a real wrinkle because you can pull up to $10,000 a year out, but it's predicated on whether your state conforms to the new rules. So, again, 529 plans require a little bit of research. There's some good information on the SEC's website, sec.gov, or the FINRA website. Don't pull the money out to pay for your kids' private school bill before you check with your state.
Now, if you put this money in to pay for college and then your child doesn't go to college, what happens? Do you get penalized for taking the money out?
What happens is that the money that's not used for your qualified higher education expenses or not used at all at this point will be then subject. You pull the money out. Now you're subject to the state and federal income taxes. Plus, they're going to whack you with an additional 10% penalty on any earnings. That's really to make up for the fact that if had you just invested this money in a regular old taxable account, the government would get to dip in and take a piece of your earnings. That said, this is a really great plan for families with multiple kids because most states will allow that if Jeremy is, you know, a concert violinist and gets a free ride somewhere, his sister Jill can then use the money that was in his account.
One more thing I want to ask you about on this. There's a 529 account that many people may not be aware of for Americans with disabilities. It's the 529 ABLE account. What is that?
So this is kind of interesting. These accounts were established to provide families with kids or grown adults, actually, with disabilities, the opportunity to save up to $15,000 per year in a tax-deferred account. It's similar to a 529. It's a way to supplement government benefits without penalizing the family for having this money saved on behalf of the kids. So there are some folks who see this as a way to kind of avoid having to set up some onerous trust, and it can be very useful.
It's Jill Schlesinger, a business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you.